Hey, beauty. A lot of us struggle with symptoms of autoimmunity, and I think a lot of us don't realize how common this is. So, in this episode, I talk about some symptoms of autoimmunity and some simple tools you can use to feel better. Before we get into the show, I want to remind you of my free gift for you. Hope for your health, a simple cheat sheet for getting started with holistic health God's way. If you're interested, go to herholistichealing.com/free. With all that being said, let's get into the show. Welcome to Her Holistic Healing. Do you want more energy and less anxiety so that you can do all the things? Are you searching for meal ideas, essential oils, and other holistic treatments? Do you wish you could know which direction to take with your health so that you could finally feel better? Hey, I'm Alexandra. I love Jesus. I'm a wife, mom of three, and registered nurse with years of experience in clinical research. I also wanted more energy so that I could have more fun and keep up with my growing child. I too was confused about all the different diet and treatment options. I too wanted to wake up every day and feel good, but I felt anxious because I couldn't solve the mystery of my health. Until God showed me that He is the source of true healing. In this podcast, you will learn holistic treatments and Bible truths that will lead you to the peace, joy, and freedom that you have been hoping for. So what do you say we take a break from the mind-numbing humdrum busyness? Let's rest and let God be our healer and helper. A while back, I was reading The Autoimmune Solution by Amy Myers. I've mentioned this book before. It was a great resource for me. So I was looking over it again. And in this book, she has what she calls the autoimmune spectrum. On one end of the spectrum is no inflammation. On the other end of the spectrum is a diagnosis of an autoimmune disease. And then she has what she calls the Myers-Way symptom tracker. I'm going to read to you some of the symptoms. For the head, she has headaches, migraines, faintness, trouble sleeping. For the mind, she has brain fog, poor memory, impaired coordination, difficulty deciding, slurred, stuttered speech, learning, attention deficit. For the eye, she has poor vision, swollen red eyelids, watery, itchy eyes. For the nose, some of the things she has: excessive mucus, nasal congestion, sinus problems, frequent sneezing. For the ears, she has itchy ears, earaches, infections, ringing ears, hearing loss. For the mouth and the throat, chronic cough, frequent throat clearing, sore throat, swollen lips, canker sores, heart, irregular heartbeat, rapid heartbeat, chest pain, lungs, chest congestion, asthma, skin, acne, hives, hot flashes, excessive sweating, weight, inability to lose weight, digestion, bloating, belching, heartburn, stomach cramps, emotions, depression, mood swings, anxiety, nervousness, irritability, energy, fatigue, lethargy, hyperactivity, restlessness, joints and muscles. She has arthritis, muscle stiffness, muscle pain, weakness, tiredness. And then she has other: frequent illness or infections, frequent or urgent urination, genital itch, anal itch. I just read some of those symptoms. There's a lot of symptoms that she has here. A lot of us have a lot of inflammation, or at least some inflammation. And if we don't do something about some of these symptoms, it can lead to more serious problems down the road. When God created people, He didn't want them to get sick. He didn't intend for them to get sick. Sickness entered the world when Adam and Eve ate the apple, and now we live in a fallen world. So these symptoms that we have, they serve as red flags to us. They serve as warning signs to us. The problem is that sometimes we ignore them, or sometimes we go to the doctor and the doctor prescribes us something that just covers up the symptoms but does not address the root cause. And then eventually, if we don't address the root cause, we tend to get worse. So instead of doing that, instead of ignoring the symptom or just thinking that it's normal because you think it's normal because you're getting older or something like that, it's a good idea to start learning about the tools to help your body to fight off the toxins, or it's a good idea to help boost your immune system so that your body will start to get better as opposed to getting worse. I thought about this topic today because this past week I did a lot of cat sitting. So I went over to this lady's house. I was cleaning the litter boxes. Growing up, I had cats and I used to clean the litter boxes all the time, but I hadn't been around a litter box in a really long time. So I went over to this lady's house for the first time. I was cleaning her litter box. It was scented litter. I think the box says that it has less dust. But to me, it wasn't less dust. When I was cleaning the litter box, I felt like the dust got everywhere, including my face, on my mouth. Even when I took a paper towel and wiped my mouth, I feel like I could almost taste litter. I'm sorry, this is disgusting, after I cleaned the litter box. So the fragrance along with the dust of the litter and all that, it affected my breathing. When I went home, it wasn't easy for me to breathe. Instead of ignoring it, what I did was I took a breathe drop. I also took 2 drops of peppermint oil, 2 drops of lemon, and 1 drop of lavender in a veggie cap. A few minutes after I took this internally, I just felt so much better. I was breathing so much better. Lavender really is good for soothing. The peppermint is great for your gut. Basically, when we get sick, it has a lot to do with the gut. So the peppermint is great for the gut, among other things. And the lemon is great for cleansing. So like I said, after I took this, I was breathing so much better. I went to this lady's house for about a week, and each time when I got back home, I would take this lavender, peppermint, lemon blend. I'm just so glad that I have tools like these on hand when I need them. So when you're struggling with autoimmunity or other symptoms, things like essential oils, herbs, healing foods, these are all great to have on hand when you start to have symptoms of something. It's also, of course, great to read books. If you're struggling with autoimmunity, you've probably gone to the doctor and they've told you to try to lower your stress level. Are you taking that seriously? Because stress plays a huge part with autoimmune diseases. It just plays a huge part in our health in general. So you might need to, if you're too busy, you might need to start delegating things. If you just have so much negative emotions, you may want to seek out a counselor. You may need to find a new job. You may need to start talking to someone to deal with the trauma that you've dealt with in your life. You may need to make it a priority to start stretching and moving your body because the circulation will be great for your body. What I started doing when my skin was bothering me, we have this whirlpool in our bathroom. And after I get done with the bath, I just feel so relaxed. I put this relaxing blend into the water. But it's not just the relaxing blend. It's the fact that the whirlpool is pushing on my skin and it's moving, it's causing the blood to flow more freely throughout my body, which is also helpful because when blood is flowing through your system, you know, the blood brings oxygen to the cells and it helps remove the wastes. If we're not moving our bodies enough, if we're not moving certain parts of our bodies enough, certain parts of our bodies might not be getting all the oxygen and all the nutrients that they need. I believe this is why acupuncture works well, because you get the blood flowing in, I don't know how to say it, in strategic areas of your body. This brings more oxygen to the cells and it helps take the waste away from your body. Sleep is also very important. I started drinking really calming tea at night. I know I've said this before. I love drinking ashwagandha tea or chamomile tea. There are just so many simple things that we can do to help our bodies heal from whatever our bodies are struggling with. So if you're struggling with autoimmunity or chronic symptoms, I just want to encourage you today, keep learning, keep gathering tools to help your body. If your budget is tight, you don't even necessarily have to spend money. Maybe you just need more sleep. Maybe you just need to replace some of the processed foods in your pantry with more vegetables or more healthier foods. Lots of times things move faster when you have help, so you might want to seek out a functional medicine practitioner or a naturopath. You can also reach out to me if you're interested in coaching. You can go to herholistichealing.com/coaching. I am doing free 15-minute discovery calls for a limited time. So if that is of interest to you, I would love to help you out. Once again, go to herholistichealing.com/coaching. I will talk to you guys soon. I'm so glad that you took the time to listen today. If you liked what you heard, will you leave me a review on Apple Podcasts so that this show can reach more people? And if you want to connect with me, go to herholistichealing.com. Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
For you. It's easy and my
burden is light.